In the realm of Tiresia, magic and power create dangerous fault lines. The frigid Winterhold stands to the north under the immortal Frost King, Colden Moshka. Ambitious princes plot in the east. And nestled in Silver Hollow Valley, witches live under the shadow of Collecting Day, when one of their own is taken each year by the mysterious witch collector. For 8 years, Reyna Bloodgood has nursed a singular purpose, to kill the Frost King and his servant who took her beloved sister Nephele. Unlike other witches who sing their magic, Reyna was born mute and crafts her spells through sign language, a secret ability and potential weakness. She possesses another hidden talent too, the power to heal, rare and coveted. What makes this world so compelling is how magic feels both wondrous and dangerous. The witches of Silver Hollow manifest their powers through witches' marks, shimmering patterns on their skin that glow when they work their craft. The godknife that Reyna plans to use against the Frost King is said to be crafted from the rib of a dead deity, hinting at deeper mythological underpinnings. Collecting Day arrives with Reyna prepared to execute her plan, kidnap the witch collector, and force him to guide her through Frostwater Wood to rescue her sister. But Alexis, the collector, arrives with unexpected news. The Prince of the East is launching an attack. Before Reyna can process this, Silver Hollow erupts into chaos. Eastlander warriors descend with magical fire arrows and shadowy crows. Villagers incinerate, homes burn, and the protective magic dome shatters under the enemy's supernatural weapons. In this moment of crisis, Reyna reveals herself to be more than just a healer, fighting with remarkable skill using her scythe, surprising even the witch collector. The devastation culminates when the Prince of the East materializes from crimson smoke. Reyna watches in horror as her mother displays extraordinary power before being murdered by the prince. In grief and rage, Reyna slashes the prince's face with the godknife, causing him to flee, but marking herself as his enemy. With Silver Hollow destroyed, Reyna forms an uneasy alliance with Alexis, the witch collector. Their journey through Frostwater Wood becomes a tense dance of cooperation, as former enemies must rely on each other to survive. In the magical forest, Alexis teaches Reyna to channel emotions into power, helping her create an amethyst light sword to cut their path. Their relationship evolves through shared vulnerability, Reyna expressing guilt about not foreseeing the attack, Alexis revealing his own regrets. When bitter cold threatens Reyna's life, shared body heat creates an undeniable awareness between them. Their journey darkens upon finding Helena possessed by a shadow wraith serving the Prince of the East. Though they trap the wraith with Nephilis' help, they must leave Helena behind, deepening Reyna's guilt. Every step brings them closer, not just to Winterhold, but to understanding their intertwined fates. In their cave shelter, Reyna learns by firelight that the Frost King isn't a tyrant, but a warrior cursed with immortality by the goddess Asha. The godknife's origin proves most shocking. Forged from a deity's rib during the land wars, its amber stone bears runes matching those on Alexis's body. The revelation, Alexis is actually Undraleg, a 300-year-old sorcerer who created the knife. As the Gatherer, he once collected sorcerers for King Garon, killing those who refused. After his family's murder by the king's hunters, his resurrection attempt instead summoned Neri, the ancient god of the north, now trapped within him through runic magic. This reframes everything. The witch collector isn't merely the Frost King's servant, but a complex man protecting witches from becoming weapons for ambitious rulers. The true villain is the Prince of the East, who steals life force for immortality. His control of shadow wraiths and ability to enter Reyna's dreams reveals his goal, using the godknife to resurrect the Myos and harness divine power to remake the world. At the heart of this story lies an exploration of freedom's true meaning. For Reyna, freedom initially means escaping Silver Hollow to find her sister, but her journey reveals deeper truths about liberty's nature and costs. When captured by Eastlanders, General Vex Bargain, healing soldiers for time with Nephele, teaches Reyna that freedom isn't the absence of constraints, but making meaningful choices within limitations. This theme crystallizes at Winterhold when Alexis announces only Nephele and Reyna should stay behind. When Reyna objects, Alexis simply states he won't stop them. This is what you wanted. Though reuniting with Nephele was her goal, Reyna hesitates, recognizing that true liberty cannot exist while the Prince of the East holds power. She realizes freedom isn't just about personal desires, but creating a world where everyone lives without fear. Reyna's understanding of sacrifice evolves from self-sacrifice for revenge to fighting for the future of Teresia, embracing a more mature conception of freedom that acknowledges our interconnectedness. The romance between Reyna and Alexis develops with exquisite tension amid constant danger. Their mutual distrust transforms through shared hardship, with their relationship evolving because of their circumstances, not despite them. Physical attraction simmers from their first meeting, but emotional intimacy develops first. Moments like Reyna healing Alexis's wounds become charged with deeper meaning. Their connection challenges core beliefs. Reyna must reconcile her hatred for the witch collector with her feelings for the man himself, while Alexis must overcome centuries of isolation and his belief that immortality prevents meaningful connection. In Winterhold, their relationship culminates passionately. When Alexis reveals his bond to the Frost King's immortality, Reyna flees, overwhelmed by fear of losing someone she's just found. This vulnerability ultimately unites them when Reyna returns, confessing her true fear, denying herself love out of fear of loss. Their romance succeeds because each step toward intimacy is matched by character growth, each vulnerability balanced by newfound strength. As the story concludes, the Frost King remains powerless and captive, while the prince advances his dark quest at the City of Ruin with the God Knife in hand. Against these odds stand our heroes, Reyna with her awakened abilities, Alexis carrying a trapped god, loyal Nephele, and Helena, who survived possession only to face new dangers. Their mission is clear: journey to Queen Dromara for help rescuing Colden while navigating dangerous waters and opposing the Prince of the East's growing power. Reyna's transformation is complete as she shifts from wanting to kill a king to being determined to save him. When Alexis questions their perilous mission, she signs with certainty, "I am certain we have a king to save." This journey marks Reyna's evolution from vengeful witch to hero. Despite being mute, she found her voice. Despite losing everything, she discovered purpose. And unexpectedly, she found love that transformed her. In the end, this reflects what we all seek, not just personal freedom, but the chance to stand for something greater and become our truest selves.